come.
Yep.
I like it.
I was going to say, you ain't going to start it like that.
I did. I just started it.
Hey, Mercedes.
Hi, Lincoln.
Oh, you should have yoed him.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Mirka.
Hey, so we watched Doctor Strange.
Finally.
We finally watched it. Yeah, we're a little late on this one, but we just haven't had
yeah, this isn't Kyle's lazy and putting it up late. Now we watched it like a month late.
Yeah.
And I'll probably be lazy and put it up late. I'm busy, bitches.
We missed the window on it.
Holidays.
Yeah, holiday stuff. Just hadn't had a chance to see it as much as I wanted to.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's all right.
Really?
No, I loved it. I thought it was really good.
I was going to say.
What about you, Lincoln? You ready to let Mercedes know what you think, or you want to just go into the plot breakdown?
So, Mercedes has not...
Shut the fuck up about
this
movie?
Shut up about Doctor Strange since she saw it.
Since she stood us up on seeing it.
That's right. You did stand us up on seeing it.
I did.
It's okay. It didn't really matter.
No, so we've made her go anyway.
And Mercedes is going to take it as a personal insult if I don't like this movie.
It's true.
So, you want to do a plot breakdown?
You're going to have to correct me on a little bit because I got like 15 fucking phone calls during this movie. Jesus Christ. Why were people calling me?
I don't know. You're not popular. Person.
I know. That's what doesn't make sense. If I was like, you know.
I know. I'm not. I'm a loser.
If I was Dane DeVito getting my phone blowed up all the time, then I would understand, but it's just me.
You kind of look like Danny DeVito.
Oh.
I'd be okay if I was Danny DeVito as the trash man.
If Danny DeVito had soccer mom hair, you would be Danny DeVito.
I'm 100% okay
and
with
smuggled
that.
In Chinese food into theaters.
Which, you know what? I want to talk about me being a delinquent because I never do this.
Bullshit.
No, I don't always.
You always use the pocket tacos?
Well, pocket tacos is a different thing. I don't think that's delinquent.
It's still smuggling food into a theater.
But they're pocket tacos.
That doesn't make it better.
They're tacos that go in my pocket.
Do they sell
out.
Concession tacos? No.
If you were in front of a judge and you were like, but.
But they fit in my pocket, so that's fine. I almost said fit my taco.
No, it's but totally all right, this is why pocket tacos are different. Because pocket tacos, there's no concealing pocket tacos. They're just in my pockets.
That's concealment.
But it's not like the normal person would look at me and be like, that guy has pocket tacos. But today when I smuggled in Chinese food, there's no way they didn't know that I had fucking things of Chinese food.
In all fairness, you can smell the tacos on you when you do it. They know you have pocket tacos. It's just this is your noodles today?
Oh, I know they smelled it. Oh, I know they saw it. Because I went out to my car and I grabbed my noodles and I grabbed my Powerade and I walked in and
I love how you act things out on an audio podcast.
Like how does this look to you, Mercedes, of me walking in like this?
You didn't look like that at all.
I kind of did.
No, you didn't.
Not to the theater. I didn't give a fuck about the theater.
It looks like you have like double D tits.
Exactly. That's what it looked like.
Maybe you do.
Maybe I do. They don't know. They can't discriminate.
Discriminate people having double D tits.
Because your man boobs that smell like noodles?
Yeah. What are they going to do? So I sat in that theater and I ate my fucking noodles and it was awesome. I digress.
It was so funny. It was like you had a TARDIS in your coat and you were just like.
It's like Parker Lewis can't lose.
Yeah, I was like, whoop, look at these noodles.
And then chopsticks and then a drink.
It was pretty rad.
Did you have anything else in there?
My M&M's.
I had Mercedes M&M's.
You should have just smuggled Mercedes in.
Yeah.
I probably could have pulled it off.
No, there's no way.
No.
I'm huge. There's no way you can fit me in a
You're
pocket.
Not.
If you were to piggyback on me and have your head like really close to me.
You couldn't carry her.
No.
Yes, I could.
I weigh a lot.
To where it didn't look like you were carrying someone 100% on your back.
I could.
Just casually 100%. Carry her.
I could casually carry Mercedes.
Bullshit.
Maybe I 100%
like could.
Half of me.
I have the strength of a sass. I have a baby sass.
What does that
sass.
Even mean?
Sass.
A Sasquatch.
Oh.
So you have the strength of an imaginary being.
Okay, so Doctor Strange starts out where we... Okay, I'm trying to... Okay, yes, sorry. It's a little jumbled. The beginning's a little jumbled for
it
me.
It is.
So it starts out with the initial fight. By the way, spoilers start now.
Yeah,
of course,
spoilers.
Like always. Kyle, how do you feel about Doctor Strange?
I thought it was fantastic.
Mercedes.
I love this movie.
Okay, so we have kind of the introduction to the main characters that be of the Ancient One and Mads Mikkelsen.
Is that the bad guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let me just say something about him, all right? Because I'm tired of seeing him as a bad guy. And spoiler, he always fucking dies and everything. And I'm tired of seeing that. He's a good actor. He should be a good guy for one.
Okay. I don't think he was a good guy in the Nicholas Winding Refn movie. Yeah. He plays... Oh, spoiler for the Nicholas Winding Refn movie that has Mads Mikkelsen. He plays Odin in it.
Really?
Yeah. It's really good. But it's like an art... It's super, super duper art film.
Hmm.
So I don't think you'd like it. Yeah, because he's done Hannibal.
He's just
Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
He's just a good villain.
Yeah.
He is, but...
And he plays a good villain that can
die.
Understand where
die
well yeah. He and Sam Bean are just like, hey, what's going on? So we get the introduction. There's like the fight. You understand that he grabs this part of this text. He rips it out. Big old fightsy fight. And then we're introduced to Doctor Strange, who's a neurosurgeon. And now this is where it gets foggy because I had to step out of the theater. He's driving and he gets in an accident.
Yes.
Did they explain at all about his sister?
They never mentioned his sister.
Okay. A big thing with Doctor Strange, and I'm going to kind of go into the problems that I had with certain things. Is this
to reference to the comic books?
Yes. Okay. This is just me being nitpicky.
Okay.
This is all it is.
Because I've never read the comics.
We're not used to Link being nitpicky. This is new.
Yeah. Tell me all about it.
Go ahead.
In the comics, now, I don't want people emailing. This is not, I don't want another X-Men scenario. It's been a while since I've read Doctor Strange, but I used to be really into Doctor Strange.
Call Lincoln out on his bullshit.
Yeah, do it.
He loves it. He feeds on it.
A big thing in the comics with Doctor Strange that is really the crux of his character is his relationship with death and how he feels responsible for death. And the reason why that he became a neurosurgeon is because his sister died in a freak swimming accident and he felt like that it was his fault that she died.
Oh.
So a huge part of him is a fear of death, a fear of letting people around him die, and just wanting to control death.
Yeah.
Where in this movie, it's mainly a fear of failure.
Yes. So they kind of switched it. But the thing is, again, if you didn't know, spoilers are happening. With the Ancient One and her fearing death, I don't know why they didn't do that. Because it would have added so much more depth to his character if you see that he is basically the Ancient One. Because, again, spoiler in Doctor Strange, he basically becomes the Ancient One and he fights death. Doctor Strange in the comics is immortal. Like, he doesn't die. He's made it to where he cannot die.
So he becomes the Ancient One. So do you mean he becomes Sorcerer Supreme?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's Sorcerer Supreme, but I mean like how the Ancient One becomes immortal essentially.
Yeah. Yeah,
Doctor Strange he's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a big flaw of his character because, you know, he still is scared of death. And it gets to the point because in the Marvel Universe, death is an actual character. Death is like married to Thanos. Yeah. So there's a lot of him resisting death.
Mm-hmm.
In the comics, I think is really good, like really interesting character stuff that I don't know why they didn't do in the movie.
So let me ask you this. So do you think that 100% it should have been been introduced to like us at the beginning of his career? Because he's not Sorcerer Supreme yet.
Yeah.
So do you think maybe later on, like when the Avengers get involved and he sees how much he'll be able to protect people and he's like, well, I can't die then. And then maybe he'll have a conflict with it later on.
Yeah, I think they probably will.
Because that would be cool.
I'd be totally okay if they did that. I just think that not including the reason why he became a surgeon.
His sister? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know why they left that out. And because there's that, because there's with his sister, and then there's also with his mom, to the point of, like, he doesn't go to his mom's viewing or funeral because he, you know, feels...
like it's his fault?
Yeah, because he wasn't able to prevent it or anything.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. That's one thing that we didn't learn in the movie was his family.
Yeah, and one of the things is the watch that he's wearing. What was the engraving that was on the bottom of it?
Time will tell. Only time will tell how much I love you by Christine. So mm-hmm. It was from Christine.
Okay.
McAdams.
Yeah. See,
Christine McAdams.
I
wish she'd buy me a watch.
I
know, right?
I was pretty sure it said Christine, but because I think like his sister's name was like Maggie or something. Yeah. It would have been interesting if they like put Maggie instead on there,
yeah.
And then just later.
Nod and
yeah.
Maybe in the next movie.
But yeah, that's something big with him. Because it's not something that was taken out because it didn't add anything. It adds a lot to his character.
But do you think the movie... they hurt the movie not having that in it? The way this story was told.
I think it did, because all they made him out to be was Tony Stark. He was just Tony Stark at the beginning. Which in the comics and stuff, of course, like, he is like that. But his drive is more than just wanting to be famous and wanting to get girls and money. It was more of a corruption that turned into it. But you don't see that.
I will say that there is one point where he kind of goes off on whatever, the Ancient One, right? And says that, you know, I became a doctor to help people, to save lives, and I just killed a man. And, like, he goes off, like, I don't want to do that. So I see where he sees life as something precious, and it makes you think, oh, you know, he might have legit became a doctor for that. But then the Ancient One's like, no, you became a doctor for you.
So the movie really just stresses how he's selfish.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about other people. He only does it for himself.
See, because the interesting thing with him is that it starts out as trying to do it solely for good and then it corrupts.
It still could.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know, I didn't get that feel from the movie standpoint.
But,
of that.
I mean, you never know in the next movie they could.
Yeah.
It kind of explained, like, why he was seen as selfish and, you know, because he was trying to battle his own team. They still could. They probably won't.
Maybe.
It's hard, you know?
I guess my thing is, as someone that didn't know that, it didn't.
I still thought it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was
fine. I don't think it.
I wasn't like, I wonder why he was a doctor.
Yeah, I don't think it super negatively impacts the movie at all.
Yeah.
It's just something that is.
It's a big character.
Weird that they took out.
Yeah, because it would make it pretty cool if they did put that in there.
Yeah, I just thought that it would have been nice to actually show a little bit more of why he became a surgeon. Yeah.
I think they just watched Inception. They're like, we need to do that.
Let's just do all of that.
Let's just do all of that.
I also wish that we didn't see this in the theater that we saw it in, because the sound in that theater was not good.
Well, if we would have seen it when it came out.
It would have been really, yeah.
We saw it in like the shit, it's the last week this movie's in theaters theater.
Because I guarantee that the sound was spectacular, like, because you saw it in IMAX, right?
Oh my goodness. I was going to talk about it. There are things in the one that we saw that were cut out. When I saw it in IMAX, there were things, there's more in that movie than when we saw it now.
Really?
Are you sure?
Yes.
Am I just imagining this?
No. I'm going to jump all the way to almost the end. I'm
That's
sorry.
Fine. Fuck it. It's what we do. You never listen to our shit? We don't give a fuck.
So when Doctor Strange and...
Magneto.
Not Magneto, no.
Magneto? The guy who trained him. Magneto?
I was just thinking of Jill. Oh, okay. I was just going to name names until she figured out who it was.
The guy who trains him, that's going to be the next bad guy. I forget. I don't even know how to pronounce that actor's name. It's crazy.
Chitwheel. How do I say it?
I pronounced it correctly earlier.
From the Firefly movie?
Got a really fucking cool name.
Yeah, he's an cool awesome dude. But they're sitting there, and then the Ancient One is fighting that dude, and it's like whenever they're in the glass world or whatever.
Mirror dimension?
Yeah. And she has that symbol on her forehead. In the IMAX version, you see it like burn off. Like she burns it off as soon as she sees that that guy sees her with it.
Okay.
Because he's like, you do draw power from the dark dimension. Yeah, because she burns it off immediately.
And then they just cut back and it's just not there.
Yeah, it's just not there.
So there's stuff in the IMAX that I didn't see in there.
That's weird.
It is really weird.
Yeah, that's an odd
thing. Lincoln are poor. We can't go to an IMAX. We don't have one here.
And then the part where he's doing the bullet removal from that guy's brain, there's parts cut out of that too. Like when the other douchebag doctor's sitting there and he says, cover your watch. In the IMAX version, he like stops, he pauses, and you hear the tick, tick, tick.
See,
okay,
yeah.
Because I was curious of why is that a scene?
In the IMAX, you hear it, and then he pauses, and he looks, and then he looks back. And they
it was probably the shitty
watch.
Sound.
That's probably shitty sound.
Okay.
No, but the whole scene of him looking at him and back was cut out. It was just like, cover your watch.
Okay. Yeah, because that was a question
I was like,
I had
glare? Of, I don't know why.
Yeah, I was like, does he have a thing against watches?
No, you can hear the ticking and it's bothering him. And I was like, man, they cut that whole thing out. That's really cool.
Okay. Yeah, because it didn't make sense. Yeah, I thought the same thing. As like, there must be a glare or something.
Yeah, glare
off the
was
watch.
All that I
But yeah, it
of.
Could be the bad sound. But there are scenes that are cut very short in that version that we saw.
That's just weird that they would edit it. Different for IMAX.
It's not unheard of.
I also saw the Great Wall trailer in IMAX, though.
Oh, I wish we would have saw it.
God, fuck. I just
we did get to
see
two good trailers, though.
What were they? I forget.
Rogue One.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, Guardians. And I also want to say, when I saw the Guardians trailer in IMAX, everyone was singing that song in the movie theater. It was so awesome. I wish I would have recorded it.
Guardians is going to be good.
It's good. It should be good.
Should be.
I hope so.
It's what Suicide Squad should have just stolen directly, like we were afraid they would from Guardians of the Galaxy.
They should have just ripped the fuck off.
Same plot. I see villains.
Yeah,
I don't give
do
a fuck.
Everything.
Same villains.
Make Harley Quinn instead a little raccoon. I don't give a shit.
Instead of the Infinity Gems, they're just like sparkly diamonds of power.
It would have made more sense than what they fuck Suicide Squad. We'll talk about that at the end of the year.
Okay. So then to kind of like jump through the plot real fast, because I don't want to take too much time talking about it. We have Strange. He's not able to do his surgeries anymore. He's trying to find people that are going to do experimental surgeries on him to fix
his hands.
But nobody's able to, so he reverts to Eastern mysticism after hearing of a case where a guy did that and it worked. So then he's put through a school to become a sorcerer, essentially. And then big bad guy Mads Mikkelsen gets in the way, and then shenanigans ensue.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that the librarian guy is so cool.
Wong?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a couple things about Wong.
Go ahead.
So Wong is in the comics, and there's a little cameo that was pretty cool of, you know, the guy that didn't have the arm?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Wong's dad.
Oh, really?
And then, you know the staff that Wong has?
Yeah, I wanted to know what it did.
Okay, that is a specific staff that Strange actually uses.
Wow.
I don't remember what it is, though. I can't remember. But I just remember that it's in Spider-Man. There's a whole Spider-Man thing where Strange is using that. It, like, alters, like he makes, like, trees grow and shit. It's really cool.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. I wish we would have seen that.
There's also one thing that Doctor Strange has that he didn't use that I kind of get why they didn't do it right now. He has the eye.
He also has a sphere, right?
Yeah,
his orb.
Yeah.
Which the orb he uses for, like, scrying and stuff like that. I don't know if they're ever really going to use that.
I think that what they'll end up doing is, like, towards the end of the movie, you see that he pretty much owns the New York one now. I think that whenever we see him in the next one, it'll be in the background somewhere. Or maybe that's how he sees whenever the Avengers need something, or his way of communicating with everyone.
My other nitpicky thing, I'm just going to get my nitpicks out of the way.
Okay.
I understand what they're doing with the Infinity Gem. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
They need to tie it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's my super nerd nitpick.
Okay.
Well, here we go. Strap in, folks.
So Doctor Strange was helping the Illuminati, because the Illuminati are actually a thing in the Marvel Universe.
Cool.
And Doctor Strange got the soul gem, but it stole his soul away. And even before that, he said he was never going to wear it on him, so he kept it locked in hiding. So Doctor Strange would not wear the soul gem if he figured out what it was.
Are you talking about his eye?
Yeah.
The eye thing?
Yeah.
Of Agamotto or whatever?
Yeah. Basically, in the comics, as soon as he finds out it's an Infinity Gem, he, like, freaks the fuck out. But it's not actually, like, in the comics, that isn't in the eye.
Well, and then this,
he just, at some point, he gets the Infinity.
And this, remember, he didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
Because Wong at the end says something about the Infinity. He's like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
So Doctor Strange be dumb in this.
Yeah.
He's just all like, hey, McAdams, come on, let me back in there.
Going on my kind of negative rant. By the way, Mercedes, I'm going to go ahead and spoil. I can't go this long. I actually really did enjoy it.
You did?
I did. Cool. I did enjoy it quite a bit. I don't understand what his character was supposed to be with his snarky comments.
That's just modern... Okay. Marvel.
What character?
It kind of threw, me off because
he's not a comedic character.
He's not a comedic character unless he's with Spider-Man or unless he's with Iron Fist, then he'll make jokes and stuff. For the most part, he's really serious. That aside, if you were to watch this, and a lot of people are watching it without any knowledge of who Doctor Strange is, anything, you're going to think he's just Iron Man.
Yeah.
He's constantly making jokes. He's a playboy. Well, they make him a playboy.
But they're doing that because that is popular.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know. There's a lot of tonal shifts in the movie that I had a big problem with, where there's really serious stuff going on, and then immediately, 5 seconds later, there's a slapstick thing with his cape. Completely takes me away from the serious aspect of scenes. Like, how am I going to be able to take the entire movie seriously when every 15 to 20 minutes I'm taken out of it by some stupid slapstick, funny, quip thing?
And it usually was the cape.
And it was the cape a lot. It was not as bad as Age of Ultron, because that one was just tonally all over the place. Like, nothing could be serious for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as that.
General audiences, though, they don't want that for Marvel.
Well, the bad thing about it
was... That's what they expect from DC, and DC doesn't do that well. People end up not liking them because they're no fun. They're too gritty and realistic.
The people that were in the theater...
Not realistic at all.
Well, yeah.
Now, people in the theater were loving it.
Well, this is why I had a problem with it, is because we had a scene where there's slapstick funny, like, you know, oh, I'm Benedict Cumberbatch. Well, no, I'm doing little... And then it goes into, like, super serious, and he's saying serious lines, and people are still laughing because they think it's a joke, because something just happened that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a problem when you're trying to push the narrative forward in a serious manner. When people are laughing, when Doctor Strange says, like, I don't understand what this thing does, and people are like, oh, that's a joke, because I'm conditioned to think this is a joke.
Is that how they laugh?
That's how I imagine. In my Chinese rage.
I think that because what they did with, like, Iron Man and stuff like that, it kind of helps the audience get into the feel of, okay, this is a comic book movie. It has some very different looks or, like, feels to the movie because it's not, like, realistic or anything. So it kind of helps them move past the whole, oh yeah, there's magic, you know? And it kind of makes it more believable, I guess.
Well, I'm okay with it. I just think there's a time and place for everything.
Oh yeah, I agree.
I just think that I am fine with, like, if we took the comedy that was in the movie and we just placed it in different parts where it's more appropriate, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, the same amount of comedy, just move it around a little bit.
Yeah.
I just don't want comedy 30 seconds after somebody dies. I'm supposed to have an impact. You know, I'm supposed to be impacted by that and be sad.
Really? Should he be sad about the
bad guy dying?
Yeah. Only like one person we cared about should die.
No, it was when the ancient one died.
I'd say she's the only one we should have cared about dying.
Yeah. And then 30 seconds later, we have a slapstick scene.
Did we?
Yeah. It was when he, the cape, that's the one I'm referring to.
Okay. Wiping his tears.
Yeah.
Away.
It's literally like 10 seconds after she dies. And it completely took me out of that scene.
That's true. Well, they don't want their audiences to be sad.
But it's okay. It's okay to make people sad. It's okay.
I agree, but I'm just saying.
And but it's coming from Disney. That's like their MO. Yeah. Make kids cry.
Yeah, but not in not when it comes to superheroes, though.
We're going to kill all of your parents.
They just want people to have a good action-filled time.
But you know, what's really interesting with Doctor Strange is how many people really enjoy it. I mean, this is in a good way, because this is not a typical Marvel movie. Got action, it's got a lot of stuff, but I'm a huge sucker for Eastern mysticism, occultism, everything. Yeah. Everything that it touches on is in a pretty serious
nature. Really enjoyed the story.
Yeah, it has a good story, and it doesn't really treat you stupid with occult stuff.
No. Yeah.
It explains it in a way that makes sense.
He had to go to a cult meeting. He was late.
Well, it's a very interesting way to explain modern occultism to the mainstream audience.
Yeah.
They did a good job with it.
So can we talk about the Cloak of Levitation?
Yes.
Aww.
You can, like it can't.
Okay.
Oh.
Because I know that, like, Blinken doesn't like the little, like, slapstick funny moments with it, but I think that the cloak was really awesome. I love how they did it, and it's supposed to be, like, a living thing. Like, it's its own thing. It's a relic, as they say in the movie. And I thought it was awesome. The way they did it, the way it's constantly pulling against him. Like, they just met, you know?
Is it that way in the comics?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's a little bit more in the comics, because Strange is able to kind of manipulate it more to where he uses it kind of as, like, a tentacle.
Yeah.
Okay. Tentacles. Back to tentacles, Mercedes.
Oh, boy. My favorite thing.
Calm down.
And, like, it straight takes a dude out by himself. It's so cool.
That scene is one that bugged me, because it reminded me of Naked Gun or Police Academy.
Oh, yeah.
When he threw the towel at the guy's face, the guy's like, fighting. I mean, that was like straight up slapstick.
You want to know what it reminded me of? That moment in The Avengers where Hulk just takes Loki and just beats him in the ground. They reminded me exactly of that moment.
Because the thing with Marvel movies is that they are very formulaic.
Oh, yeah.
And recently, they do all have kind of the Hulk scene now, because everybody likes it, and everybody kind of has...
You know, they know what works.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
just they're fine, running with it. For the most part.
I would love to see them stop putting Stan Lee in a movie, though.
Really? Did you...
Well, he'll be dead in like a year.
I know.
Aww.
They've already filmed...
I am just saying facts.
This is probably true, because all the Marvel movies coming up, they've already filmed his cameos for them. For all of them.
Yeah, for like years and years.
That's so
sad,
guys.
No, but I think they're just in case.
I wonder if he was like, I want to do all the Spider-Mans right now. He just did all the Spider-Man cameos.
I think he's more like, I'm really well known for Marvel, even though I didn't do all that much.
Yeah. Aww. Mercedes, I'm sorry, but...
He really didn't.
He is a hack.
Lincoln, I'm sorry, but I think he's an adorable old guy.
That's fine. He'll try to touch your ass.
As far as like the grandfather of Marvel and these characters, though, that's not really all that true.
Not at all.
I'd imagine from a business standpoint, it probably
he's a name.
Is, but...
Mm. I mean, he's a name and whatever.
You know.
Okay, Lincoln, I have a question for you.
Yes.
So now we can finally talk about what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
Because I had to wait until we all saw the movie. At the end.
Is it about the after credit scene?
Yes.
Okay, I have an explanation for that.
Okay, wait, can I ask my question
now?
Okay. Yes. So that dude whose name I can't pronounce, he comes up and he's like, I found out what's wrong with the world. There's too many sorcerers. So he like takes
Too many cooks?
Oh my God. So he takes the dude's like magical ability or whatever he does, spirituality, whatever.
Yeah, takes
whatever.
His powers.
Yeah. So here's my
paralyzed
question.
And crippled again.
So at this point, Doctor Strange is not Sorcerer Supreme, right?
Maybe.
We don't know.
It's weird because even though he is kind of the leader of the...
He's the master of the
New York.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Yeah, because
he is?
Yeah, for that, because the ruler of the area is called Sorcerer Supreme, so he is a Sorcerer Supreme.
Okay, well then, here's my question, because I wasn't sure. So if that guy goes around and he pretty much takes away all of the Sorcerer's abilities, right, will it turn into the Highlander thing, where, like, the Sorcerer Supreme has to defeat him, and then there's only one, and that makes him the Sorcerer Supreme?
No.
Dang it. I was hoping that's what it would be.
No.
No, because he can still, like, train and teach people.
Yeah.
I guess, but But, I mean, if he takes their ability, can they gain it back?
Well, that guy, no, because he's paralyzed as fucking
good. I don't know, because the movie version of him is a lot different than the comic
book. I would think no, because to me, the movie is really setting up, like, it's in you. You just have to learn how to harness it. And if he takes it from in you, it's just not there anymore. It's not like a thing you...
Yeah.
It's not a thing like that you learned to have powers. You just learned how to use your powers.
Yeah.
And that poor dude. Poor dude's all paralyzed. I felt
so bad for him. He was so sad.
Fuck him. It's his own fault. He wants to play basketball. Fuck him.
He just wants to live his life.
No, I don't think that was the whole... He chose to use the powers selfishly.
Yes.
For himself instead of for the greater good.
No, what he said was that he just couldn't take the pressure of going further on with his training. So
because he chose a selfish route.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's all he went there for.
I know.
So succeed.
Selfish route.
Yeah.
We should play The Legend of Zelda. Da-da-da-da-da. He did it right.
What? Nothing. What the fuck are you talking about? What's wrong with you?
Everything. So that character. Okay, so that character is in the comics. When I was on IMDb, I saw the name. So
Mortimer.
I knew what was going to happen. It's like Mortem, I think. In the comics, he goes by Baron.
Baron von Mortem.
Baron Morton.
Devin von Devin.
I don't know if he's going to go by the monkier of Baron at some point.
In the moniker.
Monkey.
Oh, did I say monkier?
Did you say monkey?
All right. Let me explain. Until I was like 16, I pronounced it that way. Exactly like chasm. Chasm.
No, it's chasm.
Or it is chasm, and I pronounce it chasm.
Oh, God, you're dumb. You're dumb.
I don't know if he's going to go by Baron.
But Kyle is ashamed.
I am.
Okay, so his character, they kind of they changed it up a lot with him.
Hey, moniker has it. It's spelled with an O.
It is.
Yeah.
His main thing in the comics is that he's super jealous of Doctor Strange.
Oh, really?
Like, super jealous.
Are you talking about the paralyzed guy?
No.
The new bad guy.
Yeah, new bad guy.
I would imagine so because he becomes Sorcerer Supreme and
they like kind of touch in that he's jealous, but not really. I mean, it's like
maybe
he just wants to kill Doctor Strange because he's jealous of him. He's like, you're cooler than me. You're better at magic than me. I'm going to fucking kill you.
I think when it sunk in for me that he was really jealous, and like, it's whenever he finally defeated the main bad, bad dude. Maybe. He'll probably be back. And then so all
Mads
the other...
Mikkelsen?
No. The big...
Dormammu? Oh, yeah. That's the main villain.
Yeah, Dormammu. It's not going anywhere.
And then when, what's his name, Wong? Right?
Yeah.
When he was like, yeah, you know, good job. And the guy was like, are you serious right now? You know, we broke every law ever. And then they're like, you know, we're still alive and whatever. And then he's like, screw you guys. Like, I guess just seeing them be on Doctor Strange's side compared to his, it might have set like a lot of stuff in motion.
Well, I mean,
like, screw you guys.
It tells me more because he was basing like the law off of someone that he didn't trust anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the ancient one taught him.
Well, yeah. And
so is it really the law of the people?
It is. Okay. All right. So I want to go into that a little bit because that's very interesting. And I think that they handled it well of showing that not only was the Ancient One a very flawed person, Doctor Strange is also a very flawed person. This goes back to his fear of death thing that I wish was incorporated more, because Doctor Strange is kind of going against the laws of nature by making himself live forever. And they use magic in the Doctor Strange universe. There's no real good or bad magic. Same with, like, you know, modern occultism. And I think that they did it very well. They never said that what she was doing was bad magic, necessarily. She was just using it the wrong way. So that's where his motivation comes from, because later on, if they actually go with the comic route of the Baron guy...
They might.
Which they might. He essentially starts harnessing that power as well. Because he is like, fuck you, I'm gonna use it too. Essentially. He becomes, well, and then he gets like possessed by Dormammu. But that's down the line.
That would make more sense though than him just using the stuff that he didn't want to stay with them because they were using.
Yeah, like, it's, essentially he kind of has a revelation of, this isn't necessarily a bad power to use, it's just how you use it. So I'm going to use it for my gain.
Yeah.
If we're going to just break the laws, I'm going to fucking break the laws too, but I'm doing it for me. Okay. Instead of Doctor Strange using it to help other people. That's
so
kind of, yeah.
What I got, like, the using the like dark power or whatever to extend life, what I got from it was, like, the Ancient One was, like, the Dormammu or whatever, he lies to you and everything. So, like, the more you use it, the more you are, what's that word?
Susceptible.
To
or so sackable, if you're Lincoln. Who knows how the fuck he says it.
Thank you so much.
to being like overcome by the darkness, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to be strong-willed, and you know, I think that maybe that kind of will play in eventually. That maybe he's like, you know, I have no other choice but to use it, and then he can't take it, and then he becomes overwhelmed with it. But Doctor Strange is like, fuck it, I'm gonna use it. I'm cooler than
what
you.
What I hope happens is Doctor Strange dies because of it, because that's what happens with him, and his soul gets sucked into the soul gem, because that's the Infinity Gauntlet gem that he has. It's the soul gem. Eventually he gets out, of course, but you know,
he's not gonna die.
No, he's not.
They will never die.
The cinematic universe is weird, because I don't know how they'll pull off people dying and coming back, because they haven't established the ability to come back from death yet.
Yeah, but now you've introduced a character that can turn back time.
True.
And also,
you have your out now with Doctor Strange.
Well, that, and also with the Infinity Gauntlet, which basically makes you God, they'll probably touch on it.
Yeah, I don't see big characters dying off until the actor's like, no.
I'm done. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Because plenty of other side characters have taken up the mantle of the main characters over the years.
But do you think they would do that?
They better do fucking Squirrel Girl's Iron Man, because that shit was tight as fuck.
Do you think they're going to do Squirrel Girl at all?
They're never going to do Squirrel. If they did, it would be fucking awesome.
See, though. I don't know. I have a feeling they will.
Because if they're like deep pulling, like...
Well, so many actresses are saying they want to be Squirrel Girl, and
really,
I don't want any of them to be it.
Oh boy.
Like Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, I would not want her.
I do not think there will ever be a Squirrel Girl movie, but I do think Squirrel Girl will be in a film.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, I could see it being Anna Kendrick.
Okay. She looks like a squirrel, is that it?
What?
Face looks like a mouse.
For real?
She has a rat face.
Yeah. What has she been in? I don't know.
Pitch Perfect. Twilight.
I haven't seen that. Oh, who is she in Twilight?
The background friend.
That doesn't help me at all.
What else has she done? I don't know.
She's in that new movie where...
She's in Trolls.
Something and something need wedding dates.
Nope. Yeah, she's in that.
You
know,
guys are
saw
naming
her.
Romantic comedy as a...
Pitch Perfect is not a romantic comedy.
I don't know. Are you sure? Pitch Perfect.
It's a musical.
Oh, I never saw it.
It's like Bring It On, but with...
Oh boy, acapella. Sounds right up Mercedes alley.
With acapella groups.
Jesus.
I haven't seen it. I'm just saying it's not romantic.
Do I look like I watch Glee?
Yes.
No,
you kinda
I don't.
Do.
You got kind of a Glee vibe.
No, I don't watch Glee.
She's done other stuff. I just don't know what it is.
I'll have to look her up later. I don't know who that is.
You'll know her if you see her.
Probably. Okay, so Lincoln.
Yes.
One thing that I told Kyle about earlier, and I want to tell you because I think it's super cool. Did you ever see any of like the old cartoons with Doctor Strange in it?
Yeah.
You remember how he would sit on the little cloud in his astral form or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So whenever McAdams is sitting there helping him out, and he's like just a little too above, I like how they did the little... Like,
yeah, they kind of made it look like the cloud.
Kind of made
it
look like it around him. It's so cool. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I loved a lot of the visual effects in this movie.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is the astral fight while she was helping him.
Yeah, it was really
I really thought that was neat. And, you know, I'm not huge on CGI, but they were able to do new things with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the world been... It was cool, but I've seen it before. I mean, it still looked fantastic in this, but it wasn't...
The one that I thought was really cool was initial when he's walking down the street in his New York, and then the cars start going off the edge. I thought that was really, really cool looking.
There was some really cool visuals.
Or in the cathedral. That was really cool. When he's astral projecting through the universe. Very interesting scenes.
Yeah.
With the hands coming out of his fingers. That's creepy.
There's a lot of crazy stuff in there. I wonder if there's any Easter eggs in there.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe the Hulk's in the background.
There was one
he's just on a bench going, hey!
There was like one thing when he was going through the universe that I'm not sure is an Easter egg or not. But I think... You might see, now, I might be completely wrong, but I was looking for, like, Easter eggs.
Call him on it.
I'm probably completely wrong.
Call him on it.
There's this race, I can't remember what they're called, but they're a race that Doctor Strange fights that are aliens that live in a different galaxy that I think you see on a planet.
Okay.
Oh.
Because they're like green, people that have bug faces, and
I think
it was.
I remember them.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you saw them.
All right.
That's cool. Oh, I have another question because I have no idea what it does, and I tried looking it up. I can't find it. Wikipedia is no help. That the
Infinity Gauntlet
that has the yellow stuff inside.
No, the stuff he's holding,
and
the guy's like, "Do you even know how to use
that?
You
don't know how to use that."
Oh,
do you?
I don't know.
I think it was just
a thing.
I think it was just him realizing like you don't know
he's a novice.
What
you're new. You have no idea. You're trying to threaten me. I'll kick your ass.
A visual thing I also really liked was in the library of the big metal things that they pull out and put
The most impractical things ever. Chaining the books on. But it was
cool.
Even though they're just like little clicks. Yeah. It was cool, but...
Yeah.
If you have these books you don't want anybody to touch, don't just have them where anybody could just take it and open it.
Well, the one guy, he said that no knowledge is forbidden, just practice. So I think they keep it up there to be like, hey, you can't practice anything in this book, but you can still read it.
I think it's more I thought it was more of a...
The restricted I'm just saying, after somebody Potter.
After somebody comes and steals it to try to take over the world, maybe you restrict it a little.
Yeah.
Just
maybe you just cut back on the crazy dark magic books.
I wish that they would have used more, this is weird to say, but more wire work in all of the fight scenes. Because a lot of it, towards the beginning, has a kung fu vibe.
Yeah.
Like kind of a cheesy kung fu vibe, but it's fun and it kind of gives you a little nostalgia. But then when the fights happen, it just turns into CG.
Which, the way it is.
Yeah,
dude.
I don't know. I would have liked wire work. That's what I'm hoping for Iron Fist, is that they go fuck balls to the wall.
They probably
kung
will.
Kung fu shit. That'd which I cool. think they will, because they've been treating those really
you
nicely.
You kind of have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to know if Iron Fist and everybody, you know, like Luke Cage and Daredevil, are they going to show up in the cinematic universe?
I don't know.
Because Doctor Strange pops in a lot with them, especially Iron Fist.
Yeah, that I don't know. You would think it would make sense, but I don't know how the deals and who knows. Who fucking knows?
Because I'd like for them to just show up, because the great thing about, you know, Daredevil, Luke Cage, all them, is how they have their own small stories, and they're all in one specific part, and they don't really fuck with any of the crazy shit. I would at least like to see, like, a cameo, and them, like, come in a little bit, would be cool.
They may.
What I got from, like, one of the first end credit scene was that Doctor Strange doesn't get involved unless it's something that's specifically, you know, he has to defend against, that he thinks he has to get involved with. Other than that, I think he kind of stays where he is.
Yeah, that's his big thing. If it's not threatening the entire universe, he doesn't care.
So, like, the first season of the Daredevil TV series, I'm not, like, I've only read the comics that you've given me, Lincoln, so I'm not that deep into Daredevil, all right? So,
nobody is.
Lincoln is.
Oh!
So the thing that, like, regenerates whatever the bad person is, the evil guy, I can't remember his name. I think something like that he might have gotten involved with, because it kind of seems supernatural, like something that is difficult to deal with. Like,
are you talking about Daredevil?
Yeah, the Daredevil. No. Doctor Strange.
Oh, okay.
Involved with that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know he's involved with Thor.
Yeah, he's going to be in Ragnarok. But specifically only for Loki. For some reason,
I have a big theory on why he is involved.
I think it's with Thor too. I think he wants them both gone.
Well, here's the thing. In Ragnarok, now we'll see if they do it, but they're gonna throw Hulk into space. Like, that's what Doctor Strange
again
is there for. Because they want to do like a Planet Hulk movie.
That'd be cool.
So I'm fairly certain that Hulk is gonna be imprisoned, probably in the Mirror Universe. Or jettisoned into space, and he's going to become Gladiator Hulk. We'll see which one they do.
If they do either.
Either, yeah. But that's the only reason why I think Doctor Strange is in it.
Well, I think because Ragnarok is whenever Odin goes missing, right?
Yeah.
And they have to find Odin because Asgard doesn't have a ruler, because Thor won't do it because reasons. And he's like, well, your brother Loki is on my list of people who are fucking assholes, and I don't want him here. So he's going to help them find Odin. But I don't know why he has to be involved.
Because they're setting up a movie pass. That.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the way...
That's literally why I just think it's because of Hulk. I think at the end, that's what they need.
They're setting up something, or it's just to get him into the Avengers storyline.
Did you guys also notice that he had his gloves on?
Yes, I was very happy with that. I wanted more of this...
Yeah, he did
of his
do
motion.
It.
He only does it a couple times
at the end. And
his evil eye motions, but hopefully in the future. We'll see. And I thought the costume was
really in the future, he could end up like Ant-Man in The Last Avengers and just be like, oh yeah, remember him? They didn't do shit with Ant-Man, really. Or he became giant.
Yeah, I think they'll do more with him now.
I'm okay with him being cameos and then playing a big role in, like, the Infinity Gauntlet saga, because that is something that he will have a big part in, and it would make sense that he would have a big part in. I wouldn't really want to see him in, like, Captain America 4.
They've changed that movie a lot already.
Yeah,
remember, it's supposed to be two movies? It's
supposed to be two.
Now it's just the one.
Now it's just the one, but then maybe branched off to other movies? I don't know what they're doing.
I have no fucking clue what they're doing.
So, Lincoln, let me get your thought on this, okay? So, someone asked me how Thor gets to Asgard or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I know that Thor can like bring people or whatever, but what do you think about this? What do you think that Guardians of the Galaxy brings Thor to Asgard?
Oh, that Thor goes with them too? Yeah. That would make sense. Because in the cinematic universe, it's just a planet, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
That'd be cool. If like they just like throw him up in space and then the Guardians are like, man, what's this right here?
See, Guardians of the Galaxy, that's a really interesting thing that I forgot about, is that they're going to be in the universe at some point. It's weird.
It's weird because I think the way they built the Guardians movies, I don't know how well they fit in the tone of the other universes.
Nor, I mean, how well are they going to do fighting everything? We have a big power level thing now with all these different heroes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not sure.
It would be cool, actually, it would be cool if, let's say Earth gets invaded by Skrull, if they want to pull the Skrull off, which would be fucking amazing.
They need to do Skrull.
So let's say the Skrull are attacking, and so Guardians of the Galaxy and like Iron Man, Luke Cage, and Daredevil are all like fighting just like the shitty ground troops and stuff, and then all the other people are dealing with the bigger. That would be fun.
Yeah,
be a good way to include everybody. Have Ant-Man stomping on people.
There's gonna come a point where there's too many motherfuckers in a movie.
Oh yeah,
Civil War was there for me.
It wasn't there for me.
I didn't enjoy Civil War.
I don't know. I want them to do House of M. They're never going to do House of M in movie form.
They're going to put all the X-Men in next.
All of them?
All of them.
So all of them.
All of them.
All of them is more people than actually work on a movie.
All of them would be about 400.
So. All of them, Kyle.
A lot of X-Men.
They will not do all of them.
And then Deadpool's going to be in the back.
Of course he is.
He'll be the one.
Well, if you're putting every fucking X-Men ever, yes, he needs to be there.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, every X-Men ever is about 400, I think.
It's ridiculous. And they all suck.
Especially because we're counting...
Not all. A majority of them suck.
A lot of them suck, especially because a lot of them are the boring X-Men that don't actually have powers. They just have, like, physical problems. Like, they're just ugly.
Have an extra arm.
Yeah, like, that's just... It's, like, a shitty... It's, like, whatever. Or they're mole people.
Like Lincoln.
Like me. Just a mole person.
You are a mole person.
This is right. And are they actually doing Fantastic Four?
I hope the fuck not.
No, I hope they do because I fucking love Fantastic Four and they need to do it right.
Oh, you mean like another remake?
I'm talking about just don't a good just movie. Put them in a fucking movie. I don't make a fucking Fantastic Four movie. Put them in the fucking movie.
How
I
don't hard? Need a
I don't know how it's hard. It's like the easiest fucking thing in the world to do. It is the staple group.
Yeah.
First. Best. Not the best.
X-Men. They're not the best, but they're pretty fucking awesome.
I love Fantastic Four.
I just don't know how hard it is to make a fucking Fantastic Four movie.
Especially because I need Doctor Doom. I need him in the cinematic universe.
Fucking Doctor Doom over here.
Oh my god.
He set that one up. He knew that was coming.
Just super comic booky Victor Von Doom
and the thing with,
in the cinematic universe.
And the crazy Holy thing shit. Is, even in the shitty Fantastic Four movie, it wasn't the casting I minded. It's that shit script.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could take the same actors and actresses and put them in. And
you know, Fantastic Four is the most, like, if we're talking about the tones of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Fantastic Four is, like, the most bread and butter Marvel Cinematic Universe movie you could possibly make.
Oh, yeah.
Action, comedy nonstop. Seriousness as well.
Slapstickness.
Slapstick. I mean, and a fucking super comic booky villain.
Mr. Fantastic is 100% built Thing, for slapstick. Yeah, Thing.
Thing is so great with all of his little quirks and everything.
Yeah, I don't get why that movie was so boring.
Shit script, shit director.
Because Doctor Strange shit. Proved you can have a movie that is mostly plot with a big action scene at the end, which I wish was a little bit longer.
You need to be stretched
than
out.
Doctor Strange. I wish there would have been more. It didn't feel as impactful as he's fucking dealing with Dormammu, who wants to take over the world.
Yeah.
It didn't feel too impactful. Believe it or not, I wish they would have intercut it with what's going on down below. Even though I know it would have just been like nothing.
Just something to...
You know, you could throw me a bone and have a... You could have a fight scene while you do that. It's fucking superhero logic. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, do you know...
And then on top of superhero logic, he's like, yeah, now we can fuck with time. You can do anything you possibly want.
I don't think they're going to do it for a while, because Wong said, yeah, better not mess with it.
Yeah, I hope they keep it. I hope they keep that on the low.
I hope that the new bad guy steals it.
I just hope it's not.
It's possible.
Yeah, they probably will.
Also...
They'll use that to set up the...
What does that guy's relic do? I know he has, like, the boots to make him, like, walk on air and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what does his staff do?
Fuck, I can't remember.
It just extends,
it does
right?
something that's important. The relic things get kind of out of hand. Because at one point, Doctor Strange has, like, fucking, like, 20 of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a fucking yo-yo that gives blowjobs. It just gets fucking stupid as fuck.
It's the best yo-yo ever.
I know. I need like two of them.
So I can't. I don't even remember anything about that.
Can't remember either. Like you see it once or twice and that's it.
It extends, but it also does something.
It has like the magic cool in it.
Like yeah. It looks like a whip almost. Like it extends.
It kind of was.
But I don't know.
I think eventually it can, like, he can like shoot energy out of it and use it to siphon energy. I don't know. I completely forget.
Superhero logic. They can do whatever the fuck they want with it.
And also like the orb that he has is also the orb of Agamotto or whatever. Yeah. The same as the necklace, the amulet.
Yeah.
So how does he get that?
The orb?
Yeah.
eBay.
You know, I can't really remember. I'm not sure if he gets it at the same time that he gets the amulet.
I don't know either.
But I know that he keeps it in, like, his, like, a separate room.
It has its own special table.
Yeah, and it has, like, a dome that goes over it and everything.
Does Rachel McAdams become a superhero?
That'd be cool. Probably not.
I only ask because it's very common. You know, it's very common in comics where the love interest somehow conveniently also becomes a superhero later.
I don't think so.
Yeah, like a new fucking Wasp. They're like, oh, they just happen.
Yeah, but Wasp becomes cool.
You know what I mean, though?
It's I know exactly what you mean.
It's plot convenience. Well, not really plot convenience. We could do more. Come, I'm surprised Mary Jane never became.
She did.
Did she?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't she?
I mean, not like
Black Cat?
No. That's completely different.
That's a different character? Okay.
Mary Jane, well, okay.
Oh, boy.
It depends on which Spider-Man we're talking about.
Oh, boy. Here
are we
go.
Going by multiverses? Like, what are we doing?
So what? Who did Mary? It doesn't matter. Who did Mary Jane become?
She basically becomes Spider-Man, but like a super lame version. Like, not like Spider-Gwen, how they made Spider-Gwen, which is really cool.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh, I'm fucking Spider-Man, but I'm just Mary Jane.
That's dumb. I disapprove.
That's like Batgirl.
Hey now. New 52 Batgirl was really good.
I do like Batgirl. All right. I'm a fan of the Batgirl.
I just didn't know how he gets the orb. Because it's the same guy that made the amulet, and they have the amulet there. So
it's a Marvel movie. The next time he's on screen, he's probably just going to be holding it.
Yeah. I don't think they're ever going to make a big deal out of it.
He's probably just using it.
And also, one of my favorite things about this movie, the guy does not get the girl.
Kinda.
A little bit. He gets a little kiss on the cheek of forgiveness, but
he got
like
the girl, he just chose to leave again.
Yeah.
He totally had her.
Yep.
She was back.
And that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he ever really lost her.
He did, when she didn't send him emails back and stuff.
But it's not that she hated him and stopped caring.
Oh, no. I don't think that she could ever hate anyone. Look at what she does for a living.
You know, so it's like, I don't think he didn't lose her, per se. He pushed her away.
Yeah.
There was a scene that I thought about it that I thought was really weird when
they gave him the Wi-Fi password?
No, not that.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny. When they bring the Ancient One in for surgery and Doctor Strange is just there and they're like, fuck it. Gotta suit you up. Let's do this. Like, nobody asks, like, where the fuck have you been? Because he's been gone for seemingly, months and months and months.
Yeah.
Everybody's just like, all right, let's do this. The fuck was that all about?
I loved how they made it a point at the beginning to talk about, like, I trained the spirit, just, like, rebuild your cells and stuff. Two people with powers get hurt. It's gotta take them to the fucking hospital. Me? Ancient One? If she wanted to live, she could have just, like, whoop, fixed herself, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
She could have. She chose she wanted to die.
She wanted to die because she knew
she never said she didn't see the future past that point.
Yeah. And she knew that basically Doctor Strange needed to become the new sorcerer.
Okay. I see. And I didn't get it at the end of the movie that he was Sorcerer Supreme yet. I felt that he wasn't.
Well,
yet.
When she made him the master, or when he was made the master, that made him Sorcerer Supreme. She was just the Supreme of Hong Kong.
Yeah. Sorcerer Supreme isn't like Supreme of everybody.
No. It's like headmaster of.
Yeah.
Of just that area. See, I thought Sorcerer Supreme was like the head of all sorcerers.
No, like she had shit over New York and London.
Yeah. I get you.
She was Hong Kong.
Okay, that's where I was confused. Okay. So Wong is still in Hong Kong then now, probably.
No, he's in New York.
Doctor Strange is in New York, right?
Yeah.
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 Wong's there.
Oh, he's there with him?
Yeah.
Who's in Hong Kong?
Yeah, who's at the other ones then?
I assume with her that, he would have stayed in Hong Kong.
Oh.
And been there.
I don't know. I mean, he was there at the end. I just figured that he was with him at the Hong Kong. Oh, no, because they reverted it.
They reverted
he reverted it. So the one guy is there. Remember that got killed by Mads Mikkelsen, but then he reverted everything so he wouldn't have died?
That was Wong.
That was Wong with his little relic thing.
That was Wong.
I think it was him.
It 100% was Wong.
Oh, no, I'm talking about when.
Remember he laughed at the end?
No, I know that was Wong. Oh. Fuck, which is the guy that Mads killed? It
wasn't
Wong.
That was the guy in New York.
Okay,
Oh, yeah.
That's, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Wong somewhere. He'll show up again.
Maybe.
Hopefully he'll just become the source.
I love that. I'm pretty sure his name is Benedict Wong.
It is. It is his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch. I just want to repeat it. I told Kyle this outside and he laughed for like 20 minutes.
Oh boy.
Because it's 100% true.
Benedict Cumberbatch looks like the sloth from Ice Age is trying to morph with him, but his body's rejecting it, but it's still there.
We kind of agree that we're pretty sure he's an alien that's like hiding in a human body. Like his face, just the way, like he's something
trying.
It's
just off, and it's like trying to just be normal, but it can't.
I know the ladies love him.
I do. I love Benedict Cumberbatch.
But it's like I'm watching V. Like something is, like he's eating mice.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, he's eating mice.
He's eating mice.
He makes me believe in lizard people.
I'm pretty sure he's a lizard person.
Has anybody asked him if he's a lizard?
He'll probably just eat you.
Because if he doesn't say no, he's probably a lizard. He's
probably a lizard.
He hisses at you.
That's what lizard people do.
Yep. Sons of bitching lizard people.
I liked Doctor Strange quite a bit.
I liked it more than I thought I would. Lincoln does. We've been seeing trailers for months. And I'm like, it's going to be so boring.
I was just interested how they were going to go about talking about magic.
And I think they handled it.
I think they handled it really well.
Yeah, they put it in a realistic setting.
Yep. And, oh, Lincoln, because everyone is super upset that the Ancient One is not Asian and an old dude. What do you think about that actress?
I thought she was fine.
She's one of the greatest actresses alive.
Yeah, I love her. I mean, I have no problem with her. It's, you know.
The fact that you got someone of her caliber to be in Doctor Strange?
Yeah, it's pretty
in
crazy.
In that role is insane.
It kind of goes into, like, the whitewashing. I don't think it matters. I mean, the times where it matters to me is if you make Luke Cage white, like where it's something that
it's pertinent to their
to their identity, to their character, then it's a problem. But I don't understand the backlash from it.
What if the Beast was purple?
Well, that's just dumb.
But it wouldn't.
That's just dumb.
It wouldn't change anything.
It's like you know, Scarlett Johansson in the Ghost in the Shell movie. Kind of the backlash for that, which, do you think anybody's, the mainstream audience, do you think anybody's going to a Ghost in the Shell movie that wouldn't know what it is and it would have been?
My thing about that, too, is you're assuming that most characters in anime are supposed to be Asian.
Yeah, that too.
And they're really not.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
They're not modeled after.
They're white. Yeah. That's why they sound, you know, look at them. They're not always portrayed to be the smartest of characters. It's because they're us. You know, but a lot of anime, comes from...
Yeah, the Ghost in the Shell thing's really crazy, especially because look at the fucking cast. Look at all of the Asian actors that they have in it, too.
And as bad as it says, I will say this, is if you had nobody that a Western audience knew in a Ghost in the Shell movie, no one's going to go fucking watch it.
Exactly, yeah. Of course I'm going to watch it.
You know,
it.
You
I'm
have
really
your core group that's like, Ghost in the Shell's amazing, but general audiences to where this would make millions? No.
No, 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 no.
Doctor Strange, they could have got away with it.
Yeah.
Me, I saw they were like, Tilda Swinton, yes, we will make a role for you. I thought she was great. She was like the Avatar.
And
I won't lie with her hair. And stuff. Like, I was like, she's the Avatar.
And, you know, it's a character that doesn't.
She did wear orange, didn't she?
But then you think of a movie like Last Airbender.
Yeah.
And maybe sometimes you have to sacrifice to get a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah,
didn't.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that movie really fucking suffered for that kid.
I don't want to talk about
terrible.
That movie.
He was Ong, Aang, whatever the fuck.
His name is Aang. I don't care.
No, it's Ong in the movie.
It's Ong in the movie.
I don't care. His name is Aang.
You know, it suffered. I'm not saying there aren't good Asian actors. So obviously there are. We love Asian film.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think people make a big deal out of things that aren't really there. I can see if the Black Panther was like a fucking white dude. You know, like, all right, that's racist.
That's stupid. And come on. What are you? Come on. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But if, like, Doctor...
It'd be like if they made Bruce Wayne black. I'd be like, yeah, it's fine. I don't care.
That's cool.
Yeah, if they made Doctor Strange black, I'd just be like, all right, let's... Depending on the actor, let's see who we got.
Yeah, so let's roll with it.
Who's the guy that plays Morpheus?
Oh,
Morpheus
Fishburne?
Yeah, I guess.
It's Doctor Strange.
Samuel L. Jackson is Doctor Strange.
Holy fuck. I could...
Look at my motherfucking hands!
No. That would be terrible.
Anything with him in it is terrible.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys.
Okay, my head answer.
Okay, who was that, like, what was he in? He was in The Expendables.
Everyone was in The Expendables.
The super buff black dude.
Oh,
is it like Tyler something?
Terry Crews?
Terry Crews.
Why is he not a superhero? He would make the most awesome.
I don't know. Who would he be, though?
Anyone.
Steel.
Old Spice Man.
Old
What?
Let me think. You know, that's a good question.
Steel?
Yeah, you know the Shaq?
Yeah.
Character?
Yeah.
Redo Steel?
Cyborg?
Silver Surfer?
He's far too big for Silver Surfer.
Dang. That and Silver Surfer is not a funny character.
Oh.
Because it needs to be somebody that's
funny.
Steel's not really real. Is it?
Yeah.
Steel's a real?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was just a Shaq vehicle.
No, it's in the DC.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He should be a superhero. I think he'd be awesome.
I'm just trying to think who he could be. Like, somebody's real.
He should be someone
What if he was, like, fucking Blue Beetle? Go with
the thing you're doing right now?
I know what look you're giving me right now. I know the look. Imagine this. I want you to go with me.
All right.
Kyle's face right now looks like he just had a stroke.
Because I know this is a crazy...
I fucking love Blue Beetle.
I know this is a crazy thing I'm saying, but I need you to go with me. If you had somebody... Who's the guy that does Iron Man? What's his name?
Robert Downey Jr.
All right, Robert Downey Jr. Think of his caliber of, like, funny to be Booster Gold. Because okay. I think Robert Downey Jr. would be fucking amazing as Booster Gold.
Yeah, there's a lot of actors out there that'd be great Booster Gold.
Think of that and Terry Crews as Blue Beetle.
Could Terry Crews pull off a, like, leading role, though?
Yeah, I think he could.
See, I don't think he could.
I haven't seen him really act in that much.
That's my thing,
like,
big
as
thing
a
with
main
him.
Character.
I don't know that he's
But what if
main...
they did a Booster Gold main and Blue Beetle as a side character?
God, I would love... Oh, my God, Booster Gold and Blue Beetle?
Yeah, like, if they did a Booster Gold and Blue Beetle where it's mainly Booster Gold.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that would be the greatest thing in the world.
Because I think you could do Blue Beetle.
I would be so scared of a movie with either one of those though.
Well, which Blue Beetle are we doing though? Like, I'm not talking about super techie Blue Beetle. I'm talking about like the kind of newer one.
I'm talking super techie Blue Beetle.
Okay. He wouldn't be able to pull off
I don't
super
follow
techie Blue Beetle.
Comics anymore because they're fucking expensive for me. And I'm an adult, so I don't need pictures. And I just got lazy. Comics are too hard to keep up with. But no, super techie.
He should be Carnage.
No.
No, nobody should ever do Carnage.
No.
He should be Venom.
All right. Okay.
What's another Superman villain? Or Spider-Man villain? He should be
Carnage
Rhino.
Is a Sandman. Weird character, especially for the modern cinematic universe, because it...
He should be
it's
Spawn.
Weird.
That would be so cool.
the guy, Max. Oh my God, I don't know
why has there never been a Max movie?
They did an animated movie.
Yeah,
it was shortly after Spawn.
Okay, because the animated show was really good back in the day.
Yeah, the Max would be good. I didn't think about that. Or they could do Terry.
Oh no.
Oh god, here we go.
Terry Crews's Gray Hulk. They just paint him gray.
Oh my, you are terrible, Lincoln.
But he's huge.
That's like
have you seen his muscles?
Lou Ferrigno, they just painted the man green.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. He's just,
he's
fucking
talking
huge.
Like old school 70s.
Yeah.
They should put like a like triple X like small shirt on him so he just flexes.
Yeah, exactly.
And by itself.
Just pull that off and then just. Brr.
That'd be so cool. He just has so much energy, and I think that he could definitely be a superhero.
Is there a movie where he's a leading actor?
Oh,
we'll have to test this.
Holy shit, he'd be great as Shazam.
Oh.
Yeah,
he'd be great
really
as Shazam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's book that.
That would be a good one.
Oh my God, him as Shazam, and then the kid from Stranger Things is the 13-year-old version?
That'd be cool.
Aren't they making a Shazam movie?
They are, but I don't know when it's supposed to come out. They want The Rock to be Shazam, I think.
That's okay.
He's gonna be.
He could do it. The Rock is a good actor.
Yeah. Okay.
The problem with The Rock is it's The Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all I'm gonna see is The Rock. But I think Shazam should have a crossover against Kazam. And they get Shaq in there.
Do you think Terry Crews...
could Terry Crews play Shaquille O'Neal?
No, could Terry Crews be a villain?
I think he could.
Make a Black Adam.
But he's just Terry Crews.
But he's just Terry Crews. It could be like... I want him to be a villain like in the animated... Justice League, there's a scene that's fucking hilarious when Lex Luthor, there we go, Lex Luthor is in the bathroom and he doesn't wash his hands and I think it's like Bizarro or something looks over and he's like, why didn't you wash your hands? Lex Luthor just goes, cause I'm a villain. And then it just ends. It's fucking amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Kyle, what do you want to give Doctor Strange?
I'm gonna It's tough. I'm going to give it a solid, like, 8.3. I really enjoyed it, but, again, I'm not huge into comic. I probably wouldn't watch it again. I mean, if it was on, maybe, but I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it again, even though I did enjoy it quite a bit. That's what I'm going to give
it. I was going to give it an 8.6.
8.6? Lincoln?
I was actually going to give it an 8.7.
Wow. The one that had the most problems with it. Give it the highest.
We knew he would.
Yeah. But I really, really enjoyed it.
Because sometimes that's a plus for me. Mm-hmm. Not having followed comics for years and years. I can either not give a shit and be bored looking at, like, the Avenger movies. I fucking hate them. I think they're boring as shit. But then you have, like, Deadpool, Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy. Just give me a fun action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me Thor.
Yeah.
Ugh. Or, you know, the very first X-Men movie where it's all like backstory, backstory, mm-hmm. backstory. That one I really hated because I grew up with the X-Men and loved them. Like, I don't give a shit. I know this stuff.
Yeah, just get in. Yeah.
Just jump to X-Men 2, which I thought was great.
Oh, yeah.
Starts with action.
I think I give it a really high because also as just a, like a cerebral experience, it was just really fun.
So the imagery did remind me of Inception.
Yeah. I really liked
it. I think most people, that's not a bad thing. I fucking love Inception. Not the greatest movie.
No.
Mind-blowing thing ever. Hey, it's not even the best Christopher Nolan movie. You could watch Memento, for crying out loud.
I still think Following is his best.
I'm just saying Memento is better. I've never seen Following.
Okay.
Memento is better than Inception.
Never seen either.
Memento is a movie that's told backwards in 5-minute chunks.
Sounds weird.
About a movie, a guy with short-term memory.
Sounds weird.
It is, but it's really, it's not hard to follow, and it's good.
And they make it really easy to follow.
It's which is one of those movies where you're putting the puzzle pieces together.
Yeah.
In reverse. As he is. Yeah.
It's a very clever film. I really enjoy it. I like Christopher Nolan.
You want to know my favorite movie by him?
If you say Dark Knight Rises.
No.
Flip this fucking table right
now. I can't remember the name
of it. Is it a Batman movie?
No.
Then what is it?
It's the one about the magicians. It's got Christian Bale.
Oh, Prestige?
Prestige.
Ooh, that's
a really good movie.
That's my favorite movie by him.
See, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
He makes very quality film.
Yeah.
Him and David Fincher. Can you imagine if they, like, co-directed a movie?
They'd probably fight.
Fuck.
It wouldn't work. Yeah, but David Fincher, that man can do no wrong.
Oh, and Lincoln, I think, told me recently that the writer of Deadpool quit. Like, he dropped out.
He did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Or the writer, the director.
Director and writer.
Yeah.
Wow. Because of conflict with what's
With
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think that's a cover-up. I have a conspiracy about
that. Oh, shit. Illuminati.
My conspiracy is that there was no fallout or anything. It's just that they had other movies that they really wanted to work on and knew that because they were tied with Deadpool 2, that they would be able to get those roles easier if they were like, well, I'll fucking quit Deadpool 2 to do this movie. That's my conspiracy.
What if Deadpool fired them?
Deadpool's not real.
No, what if like in the movie, he's like, you guys are fired.
That would be pretty funny. To me, I think it would probably be more studio.
It could
You have to do this. They like that. And you have to do this. And losing Reynolds. Some of that creative control that they had before and just saying, fuck it.
Yeah.
I mean, Deadpool 2 could be fine, but I think the writing is really what carried it, even more than Ryan Reynolds.
So,
he's been Deadpool before in shitty writing, and it fucking sucks.
That's true. So let me ask you guys this. The next, like, big Avengers movie, how far out are we looking for that?
Of year-wise, or...
2018, right?
I think so.
Yeah, 2018.
So 2 years away. So...
Basically, Ragnarok... Again, we're...
Ragnarok's 2017.
We are going by if they're actually going to go anything with the comics.
Yeah.
Ragnarok is, like, starting Infinity shit.
Okay.
Like, that's like Black Panther's... 2017
is great. That's cool.
Which, I mean, technically the start of Infinity Gauntlet has been Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
But in terms of, like, the actual storyline.
I don't think they care that much.
And then we have Guardians 2 coming out.
Mm-hmm. They just want to make sure the movies tie in each other and come out in the right order.
Well, here's my question, though. Is, like, are they going to be able to push out Deadpool 2 before the next big
Avengers Deadpool 2 has nothing to do with...
I mean, it doesn't...
Well, this is what I'm thinking. Is, like, because if they tie in Death Thanos, right?
Uh-huh.
Then Deadpool knows death. So why wouldn't he be included?
Yeah, but
Deadpool and X-Men are kind of like their own. They're over here.
Okay. X-Men don't really do anything with
they're in the universe.
But Deadpool's in with Spider-Man sometimes.
Yeah, but Deadpool also, the death thing is more so just for jokes because he fucks death.
Yeah.
It's not really like a big storyline.
So why would he not be in there?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It wouldn't make sense. Especially because why would Deadpool get involved? I mean, same thing with the comics. Why the fuck does he doesn't get involved with that shit? Because he's like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Well, everyone seems to think that, like, his chick from the movie, right? Hot chick is going to eventually become death, right? That's what a lot of people think.
No, that's completely wrong. Mimic.
Oh, really?
I think that's her name.
No.
It's either Mimic or Copycat.
Copycat.
Copycat. There we go.
All right, never mind then.
No, death is forever and eternal and has always been death.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was thinking that she would become death and maybe he would try to save her and then Thanos would get involved with it.
No.
If they go by the story, yeah.
His okay.
girlfriend does become somebody, but not.
Yeah,
but not
she becomes death. Copycat.
Death is death.
Death is death.
I
and
think
the whole...
she'd make a sexy death, though. She'd
but death cool. is just a skeleton.
I yeah.
know, but they could make him sexy. Or
a
her.
Sexy
it.
Skeleton?
Well, yeah.
The fuck
have you never...
Have I ever what?
Make her a,
have I ever been turned on by a skeleton? Is that what you're gonna ask me?
Day of the Dead, like Sugar Skull thing?
That's not a skeleton.
We're talking real skeleton.
That's a human
but they
hot girl that painted her face.
Exactly. They could That's... make her like that.
Well, actually, technically, I think when they retconned.
So you just want her to be
death,
from Grim Fandango. Is that think... what, you want the death for yeah. that?
Well, I think the newer death is just a woman's body, but just the head of a, like, this, it's just a skull. I think that's
That'd
what
be cool
I
shit.
I think that's what they're
My
doing.
My biggest worry with Deadpool 2 is it's just gonna be Chimichangas.
Yeah,
well, it's gonna be
not.
That.
I hope not.
Deadpool. It'll be interesting because it's supposed to be Deadpool and Cable, and Deadpool and Cable work so well because they're bouncing off each other. And it,
yeah,
and we'll see who becomes Cable.
Yeah, that's kind of Dolph Lundgren wants to do it.
That'd be cool.
There's so many people that want to do it. The guy from
yes
Avatar
no.
wants
he
to do it.
He would make a great Cable physically,
mm-hmm.
but
acting wise, no.
Did you, I mean, no.
And so, I think the guy from Avatar,
yeah,
would make a good acting wise. It's just, he doesn't look like Cable.
They just need to make the general or whatever from Small Soldiers a real human.
Yeah, and then that'd be perfect.
That's fucking Cable.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Maybe Terry Crews could be Cable.
There you go.
No, because he's too funny.
Yeah, that's
true. I need
true.
Somebody that's
he's
super
very
dry.
He's serious, yeah. He's like, we need to save the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's what works with them, because there's a straight man and then there's comedy.
But yeah. Have
Which that's why Ron Perlman's kind of iffy with me and me wanting him to be Cable is because I think he'd do good.
He could be a good straight man.
Yeah. I'd, we'll see. He's just...
He can.
Can.
He can do it.
Can he get built enough, though? He's kind of
That's
old.
The problem. He's getting old.
Yeah.
Just CGI that shit.
HGH.
Nobody's going to be as built as Cable, in all honesty.
Well, true. Especially if we're going by 90s cover
yeah.
Cable.
Terry Crews.
That's the Cable I'm thinking of. No, it's not humanly possible. You wouldn't be able to move if you were that. Like, it's muscles on muscles. No joints anymore. The joint was replaced by a muscle.
See a Goldberg from the 90s.
Yeah. Goldberg. He made a good Santa. Brock.
Yeah. Brock would actually kind
Stone
of
Cold
work.
From the 90s. Just put a wig on him.
Stone Cold?
You can't dig. You can't bring him from the past. This isn't a rival. It doesn't work
now.
This way.
I guess that's true. I'll allow it.
We'll see who they... I mean, they also tried Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider, so they could fuck
this,
up.
This is true.
They
this
should make very, another Ghost Rider movie.
They should make a good Ghost Rider movie.
That'd be cool.
I think Marvel has the rights to Ghost Rider now. I just don't think they're going to do anything with it.
Aww. I like Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do, but...
They should make another Spawn movie.
I would actually love a new Spawn movie.
Aren't they making another Spawn
talked
movie?
Talked about it, but then they talked about doing a series on HBO.
So that'd be cool,
know.
Too.
Honestly, I think
It'd
you
be
need the
series
because Spawn has been irrelevant. Yeah. For so long.
Well, in Spawn, the thing is, the
you know,
only reason why
like The Crow, which they're remaking.
The only
Blade.
Reason why that Spawn
Blade,
going
Blade
back
has
and
the series
it,
though.
Wait, what?
Isn't there the Blade series still
oh,
going
that's
on?
Right. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they're also thinking about doing a Netflix thing.
That would be really cool. And I heard that Wesley Snipes.
I think you need to build those things back up because they're not.
With Spawn, the only reason why it's not that good now watching it is because it is one of those movies where I really think it was held back by the limitations of the time.
Yes.
Yeah, and the CGI is just like painful to watch.
Yeah,
it's
not
fucking bad.
I still watch it.
And the soundtrack is very nu metal, early 2000s.
Yeah, but that was the shit then, dude.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dude,
that was the shit. What was it, like Sneaker Pimps and Marilyn Manson
yeah,
together?
Yeah, yeah.
I rocked the fuck out of that Spawn soundtrack, dude.
I think I still have it.
Loved it.
Like, if you would have made that exact movie now, it would have been a billion times better.
Yeah.
I think.
Because it wouldn't have been...
It's just...
It would have been held back by all this
was,
dumb shit.
Yeah, for a movie that was relying on things that weren't there yet.
Yeah.
And then computer... generated and
it's just gonna be so hard replacing that clown that
really.
Actor who played that clown was
he's
awesome.
Still alive
oh really
yeah
John Leguizamo
is he still alive
yes
yeah.
I think
he was in The Happening he's still alive
yeah he was in The Happening
He was Mario Mario. I've seen it. In the Super Mario Brothers movie, he was Mario.
I didn't know.
Or was he Luigi?
No, he was Luigi, because Mario was, what's his face?
Bob Hoskins.
Yeah. Bob Hoskins, a.k.a. should have been Wolverine.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins, a.k.a. dead.
Aww.
He is. I don't know why I have to keep reminding you guys. I love the dude, but let him go.
That's like me saying Stan Lee's going to die. He's like 90-something.
Don't say stuff like that.
I mean,
it's a real thing, Mercedes.
We're not saying he's going to die tomorrow, but he's going to die.
He might die literally, tomorrow. David, you guys are going to feel terrible.
David Bowie died and Leonard Cohen died, so I don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Florence Henderson died, dude.
Oh, that's right. True.
Flohan's gone.
Quit talking about dead people.
There's been a lot because Doctor Strange is about death, Mercedes.
Hey, Mercedes.
It's true.
Gene Wilder, where are you at, yo?
I will flip this fucking table right now.
Don't you flip my table. I love Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder is a hero and a saint. Probably one of the best actors on this earth. Well, used to be. Shut up, Kyle. It's all your guys. You ruined my night.
One of the best actors
in the earth. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Is that what I said instead of on?
No.
That's just Lincoln and I being horrible inappropriate jackasses.
Oh, boy.
Just for the record, we fucking love Gene Wilder.
I love Gene Wilder. Just put it out there.
The worms do too. Oh!
Lincoln... I hope someone keys your car tonight.
We can do it right now.
I hope you rip your new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle pants.
So Dr. Strange is fine.
I hope someone replaces all of your party on Pokemon with Magikarp.
That would be a shame.
That would be a shame, Lincoln.
Oh, no.
That would be a shame.
Oh, no, where's my DS?
If while you were away, someone went fishing for some Magikarp and replaced your entire party with a Magikarp.
Oh, no!
Suck it, nerd.
No!